Many things happen in the first reading, the second, and in the gospel. But one of the things that it called my attention, it was a picture that came into the Facebook. I don't know what kind of message it was, but I don't know if you had the chance to see the pictures that is right there in the middle of the altar. For those who are far away and you cannot distinguish what it is a person holding in a wall, putting his or her ear on the wall, trying to listen to something. And I found that interesting because that's how sometimes we act when we want to listen to something that we're not supposed to hear. The same thing when sometimes moms want to listen what the teenagers are doing in the room and trying to find out if they're behaving or not. And that picture brings me very close to the readings, especially the first reading today. And one of the things that also it reminds me when I was getting ready is one of the songs that we just sang in Christmas time. Is the shepherd boy or the little boy. The song says, "Do you hear what I heard? Do you hear what I heard?" And it is very clear today, that message. The Lord speaks to us just as clearly, just as powerfully as he did to Samuel. Samuel, called him 3 times. Yes, this is the Lord speaking to us, not just to Simon. He's revealing himself to us. Now, when we heard a voice calling us, how do we act? Probably if we heard of our name be called, we look around, and if we don't see anybody, we get panicked. We just get afraid. Do we say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening"? Has come to your house to listen. He today has opened his word in your own house with your family to listen to him. Or sometimes, do we ask that question or we say, "Not now, Lord. I'm very busy. There is sometimes more important to go on today, so we want to listen to you and reveal your saving work or your will for my life today." He who called us, he called us to trust in him for daily forgiveness and forever in heaven. He called us daily to speak to others about his holy law, which we break, and about his peace in Christ, which covers our sins and gives us life. But to speak his word accurately, we need to listen to him like Samuel did. Not to act like that, if we want to be listened or not. We listen not with preconceived notion about what God should say, but with hearts open to what God said in his word. We listen not with probably a pencil or a red pencil ready to cross out what we don't like to hear, or what we don't want to obey. But we need to listen with hearts open to what the Lord has said. We listen not as bosses who say, "We will see whether that works, God." But as a servant, we have to say, "I am humbled that you call me to be your servant who speak your word to others." Like Simon said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Every day, every time that we come to the Eucharist, In the sacrament of the Eucharist, during the communion, during the Last Supper, Christ, do you listen what Christ said to you every time that we celebrate the communion? He said to us, here is my body given to you. Here is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Do we realize when we hear these things in the communion time that we are hearing the voice of Jesus Christ? Or do we want to hear what we would like to hear? Will we listen to that, those words? Christ is telling in that moment to me and to you that everything is good and right between you and him. There is nothing that we have done to stand in the way between him loving us. The Lord has not stood in our bed in some visible form to call us by name, but also the Lord truly is in our side and daily calls us to serve his holy name like this church. When he does, we children of his, eternally grateful to him for the salvation he himself won for us, we should always say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. We just sang it in the responsorial psalm, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. He knew in the gospel that he was listening to him when they followed him, and he turned and saw them following him, and he asked them, what are you looking for? Yes, God is going to call you, no matter who you are. God is going to call you. He's going to call me in different way, but with the same message. Be sure of that. If God calls someone sometimes when the word of the Lord was limited and vision rare, God still speaks in our time and called us by name. Not just Samuel, but George, Peter, Mary, Norby. It was in the quiet hours of night that Samuel was able to hear the call of God. So let listening to the word of God be for you as the number one priority of your resolution for this new year, 2021. And stop doing something like that, to trying to hear or to listen what we want to hear or to listen. The blessings that you will receive and I will receive will be endless, and renew understandings of God's forgiveness and love for us, and renew our faith, renew the desire to serve him with our life. May these words that we have repeated, that I have repeated to you this morning, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. May this be a message for this day and your entire life, because that's how we should be ready. Ready when he calls you. Ready with open ears, not be scared, not be confused, but to say to him, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.